Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Rotatoes, we are coming to the end of this arc, and I hope that you have had a great time absolutely not enjoying the festivities because it is August right now, and not anywhere close to the holidays. This wasn't a holiday-themed arc. So there, I showed you. All kidding aside, huge thanks to the wonderful Edward Spence for putting this arc together. And we had an absolute blast, and it's going to end up being more consequential to the main story than you might believe. Because if there's one thing that I know how to do on Rotating Heroes, it's run with a dumb bit. So I hope that you've enjoyed this. And as always, please, if you have just a second to review us in whatever podcasting app you're listening to, that would be absolutely amazing. And if you would like to get your hands on not just this arc, but all the previous arcs, like, I don't know, the one that Zach GM'd for Brendan Lee Mulligan and Izzy Rowland, and maybe any of the other numerous ones that Zach has GM'd in their full and glorious form, plus without ads, plus with all bonus content like Arc Barks, where you can hear them discuss those episodes as well, then you can head on over to the Rotating Heroes Patreon. And for as little as $5 a month, which is like a cup of coffee now, because apparently coffee's super expensive, then you can get yourself all of that extra juicy little bonus content. But anyway, either way, even, I should say, we appreciate you being here. Thanks so much, and we will chat to you very soon. Take it away, Past Ed.
Now presenting the Rotating Heroes Podcast.
Back to the Rotating Heroes Podcast, everybody. Who is playing Christmassy music?
You boy.
No.
What day is it, sir?
Is it Christmas Day?
Look.
Sorry, no. It's January. It's January, and we're recording this kind of later than we planned.
Here's the thing. No, and like I feel, and John, welcome, John. It's lovely to see you again.
Hey. Great to see you too.
John Mackey, what a guy. I'm so sorry to disappoint you, sir.
No, I want to come clean with both of you, actually, because I know like the last three episodes.
You have nothing to come clean with me about, Ed. You've been nothing but wonderful.
Thank you. Like that does mean a lot, but I guess I wanted to clear the air because I know there's been this kind of recurring bit where it appears as though I've been misleading the both of you about this being a Christmas arc.
Mm.
And I guess the thing that I want you, and indeed our incredible Rotatoes, to come away from this experience with is, it can be a Christmas arc if you want it to be.
Right.
There has been Christmas music. Jasper, you gotta, like, not for a moment. I just need to take my space. But, like...
Yep, sorry, yeah.
Look, Christmas is whatever you make of it.
Great point.
And honestly, like, just because something is action-packed and has Christmas trees in, like, don't be a contrarian and be like, oh, it's not a Christmas... Like, it can be a Christmas arc. Like, that's fine. If it makes people happy, just let it be a Christmas arc. And if you don't think it's a Christmas arc, that's so okay. But don't put that on other people. Like, if they take joy, if they make it a seasonal tradition, and hey, if you want to listen to this every single Christmas because you're like, well, it's technically not a Christmas arc, do that. If that makes you feel happy in some way, but like, let people take warmth in what they take warmth in. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just wanted to...
Nah, bah humbug. Fuck this. It's not a Christmas song. It's gone.
Welcome back, Rotators, to our Christmas arc and our finale. I am thrilled to introduce for the final time the wonderful Jasper William Cartwright and the incredible John Mackey.
What's up?
How are we feeling going into our final episode of this incredible arc?
I'm not scared at all. I think Shaddy's going to really pull it out in the end and everything is going to be okay.
I mean, the thing is, Shaddy, the last time you said that right before episode finale,
lots went down, things went bad. I got sliced in half.
You got sliced in half.
Yes.
So I can't say I'm feeling super jazzed.
Well, Jasper, what other options are there? You think I'm just going to lay down and roll over and let Rickman and his gang win?
Maybe.
No, Jasper. We fight to the bitter end. We Turlets fight to the bitter end.
That's my worry, is that I'm worried that, like, there's a secret backstop in our brains where our mum's going to say a word, and then we're going to be like, yes, mother, and then, you know what I mean? Like, that's my honest-to-God concern, is that we're going to get...
Well, then we can... Well, Jasper, let's let the dice let us resist. You know what I mean? There's got to be some sort of...
Yeah, let's trust in the dice to let us resist.
Let's trust the dice to allow us to resist the wisdom saving throw or whatever that might happen, okay? We're going to be fine, Jasper.
Okay, cool. I'm ready. Let's do this. Yernal is ready, and he is a very important character going forward. So he can't die, right? Jokes. Let's carry on. Ed, what do you got for us?
I have a final episode and a final bow to tie around our Christmas arc of joy. Let us dive in one final time into Chapter 4, The True Meaning of Axis. Shaddy was dead to begin with. He did not know how it had happened. Indeed, he did not know it had happened at all. Indeed, indeed, he had no memory of anything whatsoever. Indeed, 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 he had no memory of the fact that this had happened to him before, over and over and over and over again. Until he did. And now, Shaddy is alive and flooded with memories of past lives. Together with his brother Yernal, he snuck aboard the station known as Century Tower, the headquarters of Webflix, suspended between two black holes, one to its south and one to its north. Facing off against all manner of threats, so too did he encounter the employee legal firm known as Elf, and learned all about their kidnapped boss. And as he and Yernal ascended the tower, interrupted the merger between Webflix and Co., a merger that would bring about the great monopoly of magic and the homogeny of everything. Shaddy was dead to begin with. But even now, even as the brothers have stopped the merger, Yernal is dying. Flung out into space by a vengeful bro, even as the Turnuts have kidnapped the owners of Co. to sign their own deal, and Century Tower's head of security, Rick Mann, has destroyed the one thing capable of bringing Shaddy's brother back, at least as he has come to re-know him, for the 3D printing machine aboard their ship has been destroyed. And as the artificial window of the ship begins to close up, slowly sealing, as you can see members of this party flying out into the vacuum of space, along with members of Elf and your own brother, flying out into the darkness beyond. Out and up. Jack Widow, the CEO of Netflix begins to release his grip upon the carpeted ground and turns to look at you. Turlet, the constant thorn in my side. It is Shadrick, is it not?
Yes.
Can you make an intimidation check for me, please?
Not good. Not good. Oh, plus four, 11.
You just see this spider-like individual skitter across to one side. And you see that standing fairly impassively beside him is the large gleaming form of Bro. Yernal's fleshy frozen arm still leaving his torso to one side. But behind you, even impassiver, you can hear the large Krampus robot behind you. I hope you understand this achieves nothing. Be it at my many, many hands or the hands of your family, the great monopoly is coming. One way or another, color is eroding, variety homogenized, and the true meaning of axis will be uncovered, and with it, true, unadulterated power. You cannot stop it, boy.
Are you done talking? Because, not to be weird, but your sentence kind of trailed off at the end, and it felt like you were going to say something else, but then you didn't.
It's called an ellipsis, boy. A rhetorical ellipsis. And he skitters to one side, and just looking at you one last time. Interfering. Turlets, elves. You see, when the employee legal firm tried to interfere, I bought them out. I trapped their boss in the space between spaces. The emptiness in reality. And you see one of his long limbs point northwards, towards the direction of the large black hole at the top of Century Tower, towards you, which you can see a number of bodies flying upwards. You think these black holes are for decoration? No, so long as he remains trapped up there, the great monopoly cannot be stopped. And that, right there, my boy, is a period.
Touché.
That's the biggest and most impressive thing that Shadi ever has ever said. The fact that Shadi knows the word touché is incredible news for the canon.
Does Shadi know what touche means?
He's heard it in a similar context before, and he is, in fact, inside, not sure if he's using it right.
As you consider this, and there is a confusion that is not betrayed behind your eyes, Jack Widow just looks towards the large gleaming figure beside him. Bro. It is Bro, isn't it? The machine you see before you now, and he gestures towards the Krampus, was designed to house the true meaning of Axis. But your masters have misused you, and he skitters towards him. Broken you and bent you. Help me to complete this merger. Kill this boy, and I will ensure to it that you stand at the head of our artificial workforce. And Bro just turns to look at you. And, Shadi, can you make a persuasion check for me?
Oh,
I can certainly try.
Make this good.
I rolled a 3.
Bro just cocks his head. All right, Bro. As can you make a dexterity saving throw for me, please?
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
As outside the ship, Yernal, you are flung through space, the sheer pull of the vacuum towards this black hole, just sucking you upwards. All around you, you can see the red caps of elves flying up. You also see individuals, business people, robots, widow makers, all flying upwards towards this black hole above you. You are shooting towards it. It is filling your vision until eventually, even in your periphery, you can see nothing more than this glooming, gaping darkness above you. It is getting closer and closer and closer. What are you doing?
I'm in the vacuum of space, right? So I can't hear anything.
No.
Or say anything.
There is still the remnants of this. And now there is just a ringing in your ear.
Yernal, you can't tell what he's saying, but he's screaming it really loudly, and you know that he's making some veiled joke about this is not how he imagined being sucked off tonight. as he gets pulled towards this thing, Yernal is like scrabbling around, kind of trying to look for anything. Like, he's trying to like reach out towards the building. He realizes he's too far away, is like patting himself around, and then he feels in his pocket that he had managed in the reprinting process to swap back from the handcuffs to the grappling hook, which you told me, Ed, gives me an automatic success.
I did. You are very correct.
Okay, before I do it, though, I want to cast a quick glance up and into the black hole and make sure that there's nothing. I just want to check what's in there. But like just real quick, basically, like, is there anything, like, where does it seem to be going?
Can you make a perception or investigation, whichever you would rather, or arcana, I will say.
Ooh, nah, perception's fine. thanks for the offer, though. Ooh, 18 plus 5 is 23.
Ooh, okay, so as you are shooting upwards and just reaching all around you, looking for anything that can help, even as your fingers begin to make their way around the butt of the grapple, you look up. And you see hundreds of people flying upwards. And in an instant, they are gone. You see their bodies almost begin to stretch into impossible eldritch contortions before disappearing into nothing. All of them, apart from the members of the employee legal firm. Because you see that the moment they make contact with this black hole, puff out of existence in a shower of beautiful, multicolored sparks. And I will say, with the how high you rolled, you see upon their faces that this is as much a surprise to them as it is to you.
Santa's got some tricks up his sleeve, I guess. whatever the acronym. I'm guessing there's an acronym that this gets passed under.
I don't know what you mean.
Cool. Well, yeah, Yodel's just like, again, you can't hear it, but he's shouting something like, fuck that. And I'm just, he basically takes the grappling hook out. And I would love to make this really cool and say that I immediately go back into that room, but I don't think that it's humanly possible for Yodel to have any real precision here. He's just aiming it back towards the building and hoping to hit and land somewhere, basically. So yeah, he's just firing it towards the building and seeing where he ends up.
As your grappling hook shoots out towards the wall, inside Century Tower, Bro shoots towards Shaddy. As what did you roll, Shaddy?
I rolled a 15.
As you just see this large shape get closer and closer, as a hair's breadth away, you manage to dodge out of the way, and there is a crashing in the wall beside you as it just cascades into a shower of twisted metal and broken wooden paneling as Bro just emerges out from the wall and slowly beginning to turn his head towards you. Shouldn't have thrown me out of an airlock, Bro. And behind him, you see almost affirmatively the large black Krampus robot nod as well. As what are you doing as these two large creatures begin to descend on you?
Oh, God, I don't even fucking know. Okay, how far away from me are they?
Bro is literally right next to you, and the Krampus is around 15 feet away.
Okay, is there any structures around me? Like, is there, like ladders or like panel? Like, what is around me in this moment? Is there, like a pipe, like, piping or anything like that?
So I will say, looking around, you can see the lift by which you entered this room and the large staircases that lead down to the floor that you're now on. And I will say, as Bro has impacted the wall beside you that is under this large staircase, you can see exposed wiring, you can see piping, you can see basically the inner workings of this ship. And you can see the lights beginning to flicker a little as Bro pulls his one good arm back out.
Okay, I think he's too strong for this to work, but I'm going to try it anyway. Shaddy, like, sees him, and much like Urinal out in space, he taps on his pants, and he finds his handcuffs.
Yes!
And he dives at Bro, and tries to latch the handcuffs onto his, like, metal arm, and then kind of do, like, a cool little move to get him, like, attached to, like, some, like, piping on the wall with the other handcuffed.
It's an auto success as you just, like, twist him around, and there is this almost, like, balletic dance between the two of you as there is a soft as he just suddenly is pulling against the wall and bro! Not cool, bro!
So good.
And as he does this, you watch as behind him, almost like this large dark shadow, brings a large fist up and is going to... Oh, it's not great, but that is a... that's a 17 not natural to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
As 15 points of damage are just...
15?
15. As you just feel yourself impacted back, crashing against one of the nearby balustrades and just falling to the ground as you, just to one side, you just hear the soft clapping of four pairs of hands as Jack Widow just gives a soft golf clap and I love this time of year. As outside... Yernal, your grappling hook connects with the wall of Century Tower as you just find your shoulder just sort of suddenly pulled almost out of place as you are being sucked towards the black hole still, but you are in place and you are not moving. You are anchored. What are you doing?
Okay, the grappling hook's into the tower. I guess... okay, I've got an idea. So, I would basically like to prepare... to, like, pull on the grappling hook as, like, hard as I humanly can. And basically, I'm going to pull myself down towards the building. And in the, like, at the completion of my motion, I basically want to let go, and I'm going to misty step directly down. And my hope is that I'll be sort of far enough away from the pull of the from the black hole that I can use them and like continue to use that momentum, basically, that I've like accrued.
God, that's so cool. Yeah. Okay. Make a strength check for me. Straight strength.
Come on, you motherfucker. Let's go. 19.
Describe what this looks like as you fling yourself forward.
So I think that so Yarnell is an Oath of Vengeance paladin, and I don't think that Yarnell knows why. he up until this point has kind of forgotten that there is this like twisted conflict inside of him, and that he feels so deeply angry. But despite what many people might think, that it comes from the roids, the copious amount of roids that he has taken, it is in fact not that. But I think he's starting to remember there is an external source for this anger. He doesn't quite know what it is, but as he does it, he channels that energy, and I think you can see in his shoulder muscles, like, you can see the individual sinews of his muscles starting to kind of, like, tear apart as he just pulls himself down, and in that rage he just bursts into flames and then reappears in flames, almost like a little kind of meteor down towards the towards the actual Sentry Tower itself, and just goes shatters through a window and kind of does a barrel roll, lands smoking. He's burnt all of his clothes off. He didn't really anticipate that happening, so he's naked once again, and he just sort of in a superhero pose on the ground, smoking. Fuck, I'm so upset that Shadow didn't see that. That was so awesome.
Can you make a perception check for me, real quick?
Natural one, Ed. That was as cool as I get. I'm blind. I'm now blind. The heat, it blinded me.
As you stand up and begin to make your way further into Sentry Tower, you do not notice, trailing behind you, in your wake, much like the lightning that you cast deeper in Sentry Tower along with your brother, an almost, dare I say it, Christmas tree-like string of baubles trailing from you up, following your path perfectly towards the black hole, before it slowly tinkles away into nothingness.
What the fuck?
Shaddy, what are you doing as the Krampus looms over you?
How big is this thing? It's like a big guy?
Oh, it would be classed as large in D&D. It is like around 20 feet tall. It is big.
I raged at the beginning of my turn in the previous episode. Do you think my rage is still going?
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's been enough to make you angry every turn.
I can't remember what. Oh, it was just the teleport thing, right? That was all. Was that the one that I got?
Roll a new one.
Another wild magic surge?
Yeah, roll a new one, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay. Okay, this is actually really good. Until your rage ends, you're surrounded by multicolored protective lights, Christmas lights, I'm assuming.
Yeah!
And you gain a +1 bonus to AC, and while within 10 feet of you, your allies gain the same bonus.
No fucking way, the elves!
I currently have a 15 AC now.
As you begin to pick yourself up off the ground, and you just see light spinning all around you from this impact, you start to realize that these lights, they look almost like baubles on strings all around you. You suddenly remember Jack Widow's words just ringing through you about how the employee legal firm, their boss, is currently trapped. And as you look towards the black hole above Century Tower, you just hear the soft sound of bells ringing.
I think I have this like this feeling that these balls will help me. I'm just gonna brace myself. I take out my axe, and I just scream at this big machine. And I'm just like, come and get it! And then I just run it in with my axe, and I'm just gonna fucking swing at this thing.
Hell yeah! Okay, roll to attack.
Yeah, why not? You know, it's fun. Oh yeah! I roll a 26.
Okay, that hits. So, yeah, roll for damage.
You're damn right that it does. You're damn right that it does. Okay, and I roll. Oh! 16 points of damage.
As you just carve into this thing, breaking off one of its arms as it just falls down onto the ground, and this thing just... And are you doing anything else on your turn at all?
I'm gonna do my second attack.
Hell yeah, roll to attack.
So let's see here. Okay, not as good. 13.
That does not hit, unfortunately, as it just sort of flicks away your axe. And as it begins to bring up its arm to bring down on you, suddenly there's just a... As the lift opens and a very, very naked Yernal steps on out.
Sup, brother?
I have so many questions, but I love you, man.
Love you too, dude. Love you too, dude. What the fuck is going on in here?
Things are crazy in here, man.
What am I hitting? Everything?
Pick.
Gotcha.
Yernal, what are you doing?
Where is Jack?
Jack is over by the very window that you were basically sucked out of.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to need Jackie Boy to make me a charisma saving throw.
He's pretty charismatic, but...
Wait, okay, well, in which case, let me hold on. I might have a thing that can make him... Oh, okay, here we go, Ed. Here's some absolute bullshit. Can I use my heroic inspiration to give him disadvantage on this roll?
Love that, yeah. So, because otherwise that would have been a 22. That is now... 14.
That meets it. Fuck! Fuck! I was so excited. I thought I was going to make that then, and it didn't. Okay, that's fine. I give him a look, and he just, like, stares back and be like, what's wrong with you?
You were just met with eight birds. Just come on up. As-
oh, wait! That was a bonus action spell. Now let's go. I can use an action still. In which case, how far away is he?
He's probably around 30 feet, like in a diagonal down.
What a shame. I have 40 feet of movement. A diagonal down, I run and I jump into the air. I'm bringing my knees up to my chest in perfect form, like I am Tom Daly at the Olympics. And I plan to plant two of these feet squarely in his chest, and I want to kick him out this window.
Oh, dropkick!
Dropkick, baby. I am going full WWE on this thing.
Yes!
Make an attack roll.
Okay, I have a +7 with my unarmed strike, so... This, if I was ever going to get an at 20, this would be the time. I will take a 17 plus 7, though, my friends. 24.
As you jump into the air, just perfect form, as you just bring your...
Still naked. I want to clarify. Butt naked.
I was about to say, bringing your knees, balls, and dick just up to your chest and just... And as you, Shaddy, just watch your brother cartwheel above you, seeing everything, you just watch as your brother comes down and bringing his legs down towards Jack Widow, who just bringing up a hand, I can always offer you a... And as you are pushed out, there is just a... As almost like passing through a bubble, he just comes out of the force field that now separates you from the vacuum of space, and he floats there for a moment before immediately is just sucked up northwards towards the black hole.
Could I use my second attack, Ed, to stick a hand out of the bubble and grab hold of one leg?
Oh, hell yeah.
Because if there was ever a time where I was going to negotiate with this motherfucker, like, now would be the time, right? So I'm going to make a grapple check, which I guess is, like, you can set the DC based on how hard you think it would be for me to grab him in through the vacuum of space.
Honestly, I'm going to give you this for free, because it is just a matter of just, like, considering how well you rolled earlier, you just reach out and grab one of his spindly legs as just he is outside, just...
I'm holding him there, and I turn back to Shaddy, again, butt naked, and I'm just like, hey, Shaddy, I think it's time to negotiate this merger.
Well, there's also this huge fucking robot that's trying to kill me.
You've got it, dude. You're fine.
Does a 16 hit, Shaddy.
Unfortunately, that is one more than my buffed armor class with my lights, and it does.
As you say this, there is another sickening... As the Krampus deals another 15 points of damage to you, Shaddy.
Fucking hell, Ed. I'm looking kind of bad here. When you see this, Jasper, I am looking pretty bad, Urnal.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know.
And I am making one other roll.
No. Why? You don't get to roll more.
Nothing happens, but you do see Bro ineffectually just, like, trying to pull himself off the handcuff and the railing going, come on, this is going to be a real sick fight. And he's just, like, trying to pull it away. Shaddy and Yernal, what are you both doing?
I have a question. Do I see, maybe if I need to do, like, a perception check or anything, is there any sort of, like... A lot of machines have, like, some sort of, like, air intake or, like, exhaust system. Is there anything like that on this big robot?
Make an investigation check for me.
Oh, that sucks. Oh, no, it's okay. 16.
As you are looking all over this creature that you have now broken the arm off, you can see the large horns atop its head, and you see that every time it roars, steam shoots out of the tips of these. You are fairly sure that these are exhausts of some kind.
Okay, I'm going to do another crazy thing, Ed. Yeah, I, again, touch my pants. Yes, I touch my pants, and I pull out the sandwich that I got out of the bag. I take the two, I take the top of the loaf and the bottom of the loaf, and I do a big running jump, and I try to shove the bread into the exhaust system of this big robot. You did this, Ed! You gave me the sandwich!
You gave him the fucking sandwich, Ed!
Describe what it looks like as you bring this beast to its knees and into out of service with a subway.
I see this thing and I, like, it knocks me down and I stand up and it, like, it's just, like, fucking roaring at me, like, you rah, and steam's just shooting out, and I grab this sub and I do, like, it kind of looks like I'm, like, doing, like, a cool John Wick move with it, but I take the sub out and I put it in between both my hands and I just kind of rip it in half, and lettuce and meat and everything is all over the place. All the, like, Italian dressing and mayonnaise is still on it, and I run up this monster's leg and jump up, and I just, like, slam, like, two big steaks. I just slam the bread into its horn vents. Mayonnaise and Italian dressing shoots all over the place. It gets all over its head. And I just shove it in there, and then I slam it in further and just, like, punch it into the holes to try to get it down in there to see if I can make it suffocate, however a robot would suffocate. And then I kind of, like, fall down to the ground and probably don't land very gracefully. And I'm just kind of, like, standing in front of it, hoping that this works.
You just watch as it turns towards you. And if a robot could look confused, there is a sense of utter disbelief in its eyes as looking down at you and slowly beginning to raise its remaining arm up to deal another blow against you. It freezes. And you see it begin to shake, and its head just to twitch, and you can see its body beginning to glow and glow, and you can hear a slow build of steam.
I turn and I run towards Urnal.
Shaddy, grab my hand!
Both of you, make dexterity saving throws for me, please.
I'm trying to grab Shaddy, and then, like, jump out of the bubble But like in like slow motion, like as we're trying to get away from this explosion. Oh fuck! I did not do well.
Oh, I rolled 17.
I'm so nude. I think I slip or something. There's some Italian dressing on the floor, and I'm like, oh no! I slip a bit. I got a 7.
Where? So Yernal, you are jumping towards the window. Shaddy, where are you jumping?
Because he's my brother, I was running towards Yernal. Because I think it being anywhere in this room probably would mean that we get blown up by what if this thing if it explodes. So I would probably run towards Yernal, and maybe I'm jumping for space as well.
You both jump. And as you exit the bubble, and there is a Shaddy, you look behind you and you see your brother prone on the ground as this large Krampus-esque robot just shakes before suddenly going still, and in the silence of space, you watch an explosion rent the inside of Century Tower.
Yernal, just naked, lying on the floor, just salutes you.
I am going to roll a die now to determine how much damage this will do to you, Shadow.
To me?
No, sorry, to Yernal, sorry. What are you trying to do, Yernal?
Well, I'll see if it kills me first. This isn't good.
I rolled a 20.
20 points of damage?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm fine. What's everyone worrying about? I'm fine. Just, but I'm fine.
As the brunt of the blast just shunts you out through the window, and suddenly you are both floating in the silence of space, suddenly being drawn upwards and upwards and upwards towards this black hole. What are the two of you doing?
No, we're not, Ed. And neither is Jack. Because here's what I would like to do. So I have a spell, which is pretty well known in the Rotating Heroes sphere, which I would like to use. But the way I think it manifests is that down from this black hole, we see first a little speck of red, then the sort of clip-clopping of hooves. Somehow we can hear it through the vacuum of space. It first sort of tangles Jack in its antlers, and then heads down towards Shaddy and I as I cast Find Steed, which literally uses the otherworldly steed stat block, which is a large celestial fey. If there is not an example of a freaking Santa's reindeer, that, I mean, that's it, right? It has a fly speed and everything.
As you float upwards, in amidst the blackness that is slowly enveloping your vision, you see a red pinprick of light slowly getting larger and larger as you see a creature the likes of which you have never seen before. And upon its face, you see what must be a terrible growth upon its face, just shining outwards, a crimson, hellish red, as it just runs down towards you all, and seeming to run against nothing, the very vacuum of space, just collecting up Jack, and slowly beginning to come to a stop beside the two of you. What are the two of you doing? As you can see, just a matted fur all over it, resplendent and shiny and beautiful.
We are, I'm assuming, dying of asphyxiation. So we're like I imagine, like, it's such a beautiful scene of it, like, kind of riding up next to us, being like, "You called," like, and doing a little shake, and we're like, "Yes," like, trying to like get onto it, like,
yeah, I'm just grabbing at its like fur and just getting my hands caught in like mats of its fur,
truly like clawing at it in the most like uncivilized way possible. This thing's probably screaming, and we're just like desperately pointing in the direction of like either the nebula or the tower or somewhere there's air. Just like, fucking go wherever you want. I don't give a shit.
Can both of you make perception checks for me, please?
Well, mine's not going to be very good because I rolled a 4.
I rolled a 4 too!
As the creature begins to turn, you see it is heading towards neither the nebula nor Century Tower.
No, fuck me.
As your vision begins to cloud, you watch in horror as it begins to turn towards the black hole.
Of course.
No!
And charging towards the north pole of Century Tower.
Fuck, I should have seen that coming, of course. You kept saying north. You kept saying north, and I was like, this is dumb, because how could there be a north and south
in
space?
I had the same thought.
Like, how can there be a north and south in space? And I should have seen this coming. I'm an idiot. I feel betrayed by my own mind.
Everything slowly turns black and black and black around you. There is shadow and darkness, and the ice of space begins to cling around you as blackness envelops you until all you see is white. And flecks of white and snow begin to trickle against your skin. As your vision begins to clear, and you find yourself in the middle of a large, white, open landscape. There is no detail, no anything, apart from, in the middle of all of this, a single wooden shed.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Rotating Heroes podcast. If you want to learn about what goes into making a show just like this one, then why don't you check out the 12 Sided Studios Patreon, where myself and my co-founder, Chad Pytel, dig into how we have created a production company, which is changing the way that we do actual play and all things nerdy. This episode was produced by 12 Sided Studios. Producers are me, Jasper William Cartwright, Jess Jewell, and Chad Pytel. Our social media manager is Ellie Crook, and the episodes are edited and sound designed by the wonderful Oliver Moore. And your cast for this arc have been Edward Spence as the GM, me, Jasper William Cartwright as Yernal Turlet, and of course, John Mackey as Shaddy Turlet.
Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville, and with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural, because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.